This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Welcome back to the show. What are we looking at for the temp today? Well, it's going to be cold. Like 34.
The only shoes that I have at my apartment right now are Birkenstocks because everything else has been moved.
Right.
So I've been wearing sandals in 30 degree weather. Everything's literally fine. No, everything's fine. Don't worry about me.
December 2nd, you guys. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. How many grown adults still refer to their parents as mommy and daddy? I'm sorry. I think it's so creepy. And my buddy over the weekend, we're all out drinking. We're celebrating the holiday. We're celebrating.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
He picks up an incoming call and says, "Hi, mommy. How are you?" "I'm good. I'm with some friends. What are you and daddy doing?" And I stopped right in my tracks. I was like. And then I look around the room to see who else is hearing this. This is a 43-year-old man. Referring to his parents as mommy and daddy. Who's still doing this? Stop it. I did. I got the ick. I was a little weirded out. And I asked him, I was like, dude.
Sorry you don't love your parents. That's not our problem.
No, it's not. I said, dude, wouldn't you still, you still calling your mother mommy at 43? He goes, well, what else would I call her? I've been calling that her whole life. I said, no, I understand that. But, you know, you don't grow out of that. You don't eventually grow out, stop doing that? You're a 43-year-old man. You're referring to your old man as daddy? What?
Yeah, I don't see. I'm team him. I've always been team him.
If you're not grossed out by this, you're effed up. There, I said it.
I don't know what there is to be grossed out about. Like,
guys.
I think it's so weird when people refer to their parents by their first name or like, ma. Like, okay, or pa. It's like, all right, that's fine, I guess.
I don't do the ma or pa. I don't do the papa or the poopy or the peepees. I don't do any of that, okay? It's mom and dad. That's it.
Yeah, I'm a grown man, very basic. Couldn't be more basic. So you and everyone else in the world, mom and dad.
You're still mom and dad. You're still calling Toddy, hot Toddy, daddy?
Yeah.
No, that's creepy,
Breezy. I call my dad daddy.
Intern Jackie? What, mommy or daddy? Or just mom and dad? Just mom and dad.
I think it shows a lack of connection. I really do. It's like mom and dad is like the most basic, like baseline thing you can call your parents. And if you don't have a nickname for your parents or your parents don't really have a nickname for you, they don't love you, period. There, I saw that.
I'm so
sorry.
You're gaslighting me.
I'm so sorry.
I know you are.
I'm so sorry. I've always called my dad daddy. I've always called my mom mama.
I don't
always know
how some people do this, especially women. This is a very dangerous game to be playing when you have two daddies in your contact list, in your phone.
I don't know if it was a TikTok or a video, something.
Yeah.
And it was this girl, she was recording, and her dad was standing there, and her boyfriend was standing right there, and she was like, she yelled daddy to see who would turn around first. So sick and twisted. So sick and twisted.
That's why it's weird. Like if
I'm not in that situation, so I'm so good with that. But also, like, to your point of, oh, don't you like grow out of that at some point? When do you get your graduation badge of like, now you're going to call your mom? Now you're going to change what you've been calling your parents your entire life?
For what? Because you grow up. Like, certain things in life you just stop doing. Like, when your parents stop wiping your ass for you, you should probably stop calling them mommy and daddy. Courtney's here. She says, I've always called my father daddy, and it would feel weird to forcibly call him something else after 28 years just because it makes others uncomfortable. I've never felt the need to be formal with them. Is that what it is?
It's very
you being formal,
formal to
call them mom and dad?
It's like calling your parents their first and last name.
No.
What's up, Todd?
I don't know who refers to their parents by their first and last name. Or just their first name in general.
I think it's pretty similar to just mom and dad.
Manny says, my kids call me dad, not daddy. I think it's weird, too. I'm with you, Manny.
I think that if you're calling your mom and dad,
yeah.
You're just like everybody else. Nothing sets you apart. Nothing's different about you. Your relationship is service level, and that shows. I'm sorry. It shows.
I'm never
going to be bullied or shamed out of changing my how I refer to my parents.
You're so messed up.
I've always called my mom mama. I'm never not going to call her mama. My mom is 60. She still calls her mom, who's 82, mommy.
You're full of crap because all the times your dad has called this show, I've never once heard you, hi, daddy. You don't think I would have stopped in my tracks if I've heard that?
I've definitely said it.
No way.
I definitely have.
This seems to be like it's a Southern thing. I've lived in the North and in the South and don't know anyone in the North who uses mommy or daddy. I don't know.
I don't understand why it's so bothersome to you. It's a private thing.
It's not private. I guess I've just always found grown adults calling their fathers daddy to be really creepy. This person too. I'm 31. It's creepy as hell. I just don't get. I would never do it. Like calling my mom on the phone, being like, "Hi, mommy, is daddy there?" What?
I always am like, "What's daddy doing?"
It's hard too, especially because I've had people call me daddy in the past. Sometimes they throw big in there, but that's okay.
We don't have to share that. We could have gone our whole life without knowing that. This person says, the graduation badge is awarded when you no longer depend upon your parents. I'm with Moose on this one. Grow up, Breezy. I will always depend on my parents. I depend on my parents for love. I depend on my parents for support. I depend on my parents for a good time overall. A great meal.
Laundry. A great meal.
Yeah, so I haven't received that badge yet, and I don't plan on receiving it anytime soon. So thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98
PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. Looking at a high of 35 for today. And the Rochester metro area is expected to get at least a dusting to an inch of snow by the end of the day today.
The dusting.
Areas to the east, such as Wayne County, they're saying at least 3 to 6 inches, but the Lake Ontario snow ban has also produced significant snow in Jefferson County near Watertown. The city of Watertown has also been blanketed with about almost 40 inches of snow. I mean, we saw the Bills game last night. We saw what happened in Western New York. Brutal.
40 inches.
The closer you live to the lake, obviously, I mean, the better chance you will see accumulating snow over the next 24 hours. But if you were up early this morning and out the door, roads were a little slick if they didn't get around to salting where you live. But it is being said that 3 to 8 inches for portions of Wayne County is definitely likely because accumulating snow is likely expected for later Wednesday into Thursday and Friday. It appears winter is most likely here to stay, at least for the first week of December.
I got to get my snow tires on.
Oh, don't even tell me about this. This conversation between you and your mother from last year is giving me flashbacks.
I know. But
and what happened when you didn't listen to your mommy?
Mama. Yeah, I didn't listen and then my tire exploded on the thruway, but I'm going to get it done today.
Are you?
Do it today. I have the tire. I bought all new snow tires last year. $800 later.
What's the point when you can just get all season tires?
Well, I drive a Matchbox car, so.
And they significantly help you when you're driving.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Yeah, it's better to be safe. I think you were in Syracuse when that took place, right?
Sure was.
Oh, don't want to see that again. Coming up on the show, it is the green bean casserole that never was.
Oh, my God. So, we all have the story from Thanksgiving. Uncle Jim drank too much, started bringing up politics, someone burnt the turkey, someone's hand caught on fire from deep frying the turkey.
Some people tried deep frying the turkey in the house.
So not good. But what happened to me and my botched attempt to bring anything is why I am going to stand by never bringing or contributing anything to a gathering ever again. I'm traumatized. And we'll explain why and what exactly went down and who I'm blaming coming up next.
This is about to be one of the saddest stories you're going to hear all day long. It's Peaks My Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And there was a fatality on Thanksgiving.
An absolute catastrophe.
So sorry.
It's fine. It's fine.
On a scale after this took place, what would you say your Thanksgiving dinner was from a 1 to a 10?
I mean, it was definitely fine. It just...
Well, 1 to 10, 10 being the best.
It ruined my whole day. So
4.
Yeah. Listen.
I'll rate it the same way you do your big, your breezy big movie reviews. There's terrible ratings.
So, listen, I've been very upfront and very honest with everyone. You know, my whole shtick is transparency, right? Try to be as open and honest, as transparent as possible,
right?
Regardless of what people say.
Sure.
You know? And
you're so real.
I'm so brave. And I don't know, for the past 6 years, been very open and very honest about how I don't bring a lot to parties.
No, you don't.
I won't contribute much.
And why is that?
Because I really genuinely believe that my personality is enough to carry me through. You don't need a bag of Tostitos with some crappy jar of salsa from me when I'm going to be slinging jokes for days and making you feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Right.
Okay. There's just no need. So,
most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I don't really dabble in the hors d'oeuvre bringing and all that garbage, right? It's just not for me. It's just not for me.
The same people who do what Breezy does are the same people that will leave with buttloads of Tupperware filled with food.
Where's the lie? So, as I've gotten older and more mature and entered my new era of my 30s, I have started dating someone who's, dare I say, the sweetest angel to ever live.
Younger than you, but definitely more mature.
150%. Goes without saying. She's like, what are we bringing to your families for Thanksgiving? I was like, bringing my families for Thanksgiving? What are you literally talking about?
I don't know.
She's like, well, it's my first Thanksgiving with your family.
Right.
I have to bring something.
I'm glad you didn't do this the first time you came over to my parents for dinner. You brought flowers. It was lovely.
Well, yeah, you held me at gunpoint to do so. So
that's true.
You're like, if you don't, I swear to God, I will pack up and go back to California. I was like, all right, fine. So she's like, what are we bringing? And I was like, I wasn't planning on bringing much, you know? She was like, well, we have to bring something. And I was like, we can bring the green bean casserole, because when I normally spend the night at my parents the night before Thanksgiving, I've been making that the last couple of years because I've always wanted it. Nobody ever brings it. My mom does a version of it, but it's more creamy. It's not really a casserole.
That's how my mom does it.
Like, it's more of a soup type of thing. Like, you don't eat it as a soup. It's more of like a dressing. I don't know. Regardless.
No.
I don't know. Who
wants to slurp green bean casserole? But go ahead.
Regardless. Because I always ask my mom, like, why don't we have green bean casserole? She said, because I hate it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay. Tea.
So did you bring the green beans and have them make it, or did you make it and bring it over?
So my girlfriend was like, we'll do the green bean casserole. I'll get all the things at the store.
Great.
And it'll be good. So the night before, she's in the kitchen just absolutely going to town. And when I say going to town, she uncorked the can and put it in the Tupperware, or the, you know, aluminum.
Uncorked the can.
Right.
Right.
Right, of course. And she started like putting it in the oven. I was like, wait, let's just do this tomorrow. Okay.
This is where it all falls apart. I could feel it.
So, as I've shared with you guys, I've been moving to my new home in Fairport.
Yeah.
And we moved my bathroom over Wednesday night, and then Thursday morning was Thanksgiving. So I had a couple of things that I was going to donate and I was bringing down to the car.
The Birkenstocks.
And we had this bin filled with some things that I wanted to donate to my little cousin, hair bows, things of that nature. And I was like, can you carry the bin? She's like, no, I have the green bean casserole. I can't carry the bin. I was like, well, put the green bean casserole in the bin and I'll get the bags.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
And she's like, no, she's just bitching and moaning the whole way. Why do I always get stuck carrying the big thing? Me. And I was like, you're literally fine. Just bring it down, whatever. So I'm going down. She is in front of me. She can't wait like 3 seconds. She ricochets the bin on top of the car. It's pouring, raining, snowing. And all of a sudden, the bin tumbles to the ground.
Oh, with the casserole in it.
The green bean casseroles splattered across the parking lot.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I just sent you a picture.
Oh, you did? Let's take a look at this bad boy. Let's open it up. It's all over the driveway next to the tire. Oh, this would have been the best side dish at Thanksgiving.
I was livid.
This is so great.
I was livid.
Oh, you were pissed.
I was so mad.
You have the storage bin with all your crap in it. Hair ties.
Yep. Oh, it's all scattered.
Personal things. And then the green bean casserole is next to the tire, all over the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Is this at your house or hers?
Our new apartment.
This is at your new apartment. And so you showed up empty-handed?
Sure did. She goes, we can stop at Wegmans and get more. I was like, not even worth it. Not even worth it.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. That sucks.
It was, you know, not her fault. It was my fault.
But be honest. Tell all of our beautiful listeners, did you guys have a blowout in the car on the way to your parents?
I was silent.
The silent treatment. We love that.
I was silent for 7 minutes. And she was like, "Breeze, what? Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Accidents happen. What are you going to do?
Yeah, it wasn't her fault. She just needs to do better next time. That's all.
Oh, God. You can look at me. Look at me. It was her fault, though, right?
Oh, no, totally her fault. 100%.